Central American migrant children are not the first kids that the U.S. government has kept behind barbed wire.
My little brother's first bed was the trough that the horses ate from. Times were very, very rough.
Maggie Ishino is one of fewer than 20,000 people alive today who remember firsthand when the U.S. mass incarcerated its own citizens. 7 decades ago, about 120,000 Japanese Americans were forced to live in detention camps during World War II. Now, at a time of widespread attention to child detentions in the U.S., many in the Japanese American community feel new urgency to preserve the stories of survivors before they have all died. Reporter Daniela Gerson takes us to Los Angeles.
My name is Maggie Ishino, and I am 93 years old.
Twice a week, fiercely independent Maggie Ishino takes an hour and a half bus ride across L.A. to get to her job in the Little Tokyo neighborhood.
It takes 3 buses to get to work and 3 buses to come home.
She's a writer at Raffo Shimpo. It's a small paper that's covered the local Japanese-American community for more than a century.
Good morning. Will you take the top magazine list under your name?
Ishino arrives to work with her cane and wearing her signature pearls. She doesn't have children, but she's the newspaper's anointed grandmother. On her desk, she's got her dictionary.
I always have a dictionary handy on my desk. I don't think that there's an excuse for misspelling.
There's also a stack of letters from readers. Ishino's known for her popular column called Maggie's Meow. In it, she shares frank observations, like about the trendy young men she sees on the bus, with beards that look like, quote, a lion with an undeveloped mane. Sometimes she also writes about what she calls camp. Not summer camp, but where she was sent as a teenager in 1942, after Pearl Harbor. The U.S. feared that Japanese Americans could threaten national security. Never mind that Ishino was a U.S. citizen who'd never been to Japan. She was forced from her home in San Diego to live in converted horse stables at a racetrack near L.A.
And so there was a soldier. He pointed his bayonet at me and he said, get back in line. And that memory of the pointing the gun still stays with me.
After months at the horse tracks, called the Assembly Center, Ishino's family was sent to large incarceration camps in Arizona, in the desert, behind barbed wire.
It was an experience that so many people don't even know about it today, and it's a shame. And yet, I think that we should just forget about it because it's past, and it's, as I said, it's done did.
A lot of these folks did not want to talk about it for the longest time. So a lot of folks ended up taking it to the grave with them.
Mario Gershom Reyes is a photographer at Raffo Shimpo, the paper Ishino works at. And for decades, he's documented how Japanese Americans rebuilt their lives after incarceration. He's Mexican American and didn't have family ties to the camps.
When I first started, of course, I didn't know anything about this history. You just couldn't believe that this government did this to its own citizens.
Recently, Reyes photographed a memorial day for the internment camps. Organizers read the names of the camps and how many people were incarcerated.
Poston, Arizona, 17,814.
Rower, Arkansas, 8,475.
And we realize that with each passing year, we have fewer and fewer who are able to attend. But are there other incarcerees or veterans here today? If so, please stand. We honor you and we thank you.
Only a handful of people stood up.
They're dying out. Okay, they're passing on.
That's Reyes, the photographer, again.
But what's gratifying is that we are recording those histories. Their story will live on, and their story will not be forgotten.
Back at the newsroom, Ishino is ready to go home. 2 colleagues escort her to the bus.
Okay, let's go.
Not far from here is the site where Japanese American families, like Maggie Ishino's, were ordered to report to during World War II. But today, the focus is on getting Ishino on her bus home.
Hello, here comes Maggie.
Thank you.
All right, Mags.
We'll see you on Monday, yeah?
For The World, Daniela Gerson, Los Angeles.
The Rafu Shimpo has come a long way since its shutdown in the 1940s, when its own staff was incarcerated during World War II. Read more about its evolution at theworld.org.